Derek Whibley once challenged Greg Norrie to settle their differences in the courtroom, and according to documents filed in Ontario Superior Court earlier this month, they're now preparing to do just that. Lawyers for Norrie have slapped the founder of pop-punk band Sum 41 with a notice of action, claiming more than $6 million in damages over the explosive allegations of sexual abuse and grooming made by Whibley in his recent memoir, entitled Walking Disaster: My Life Through Heaven and Hell. The book's publisher, Simon & Schuster LLC, has also been named as a defendant in the legal proceedings. Court documents reveal the Treble Charger frontman is seeking damages from Whibley for libel, in addition to breach of confidence, intrusion upon seclusion, wrongful disclosure of private facts, and placing the plaintiff in a false light. Whibley has countered with his own notice of action against Norrie, claiming $3 million in damages for defamation and placing the plaintiff in a false light, after the prominent Sioux musician publicly accused him of being a liar once the allegations of sex abuse against Norrie surfaced. Neither statements of claim nor statements of defense have been filed in the pair of matters, and the allegations have yet to be tested in court. Sioux Today has reached out to lawyers representing all parties for comment. Whibley made headlines around the world following the October 2024 release of Walking Disaster, which detailed unsettling accusations of Norrie coercing him into a sexual relationship after becoming a mentor and a father figure to the teenage musician. Norrie fought back against the disturbing allegations in a prepared statement, denying that he had groomed Whibley while insisting the two engaged in a consensual sexual relationship that began when both of them were adults. "The accusation that I pressured Whibley to continue the relationship is false. The accusation that I pressured Whibley to continue the relationship by accusing him of homophobia is false," Norrie said in the statement. "Ultimately, the relationship simply faded out. Consensually, our business relationship continued." Whibley took to social media in the days that followed, slamming Norrie for calling the allegations against him a lie, and challenging his former manager to battle it out in the courtroom. "It's come to my attention that Greg Norrie has now called me a liar. I'll tell you right now, I stand behind every word that's in my book, 100%, Whibley said in a video that was shared widely on social media. "I'm not a liar, and I'm going to speak to you directly, Greg Norrie. If you think I'm a liar, there's only one way to settle this, under oath. In front of a judge, in front of a jury. Anytime you want. I'm ready whenever you are." The Algoma Conservatory of Music has since suspended all projects involving Norrie, who had been employed as recording studio manager and engineer for The Loft prior to the allegations, while it conducts an internal review. The principal and artistic director for the conservatory initially came to Norrie's defense when news of Whibley's sex abuse allegations broke. "I have no information regarding these allegations. I understand Greg Norrie has said the allegations are false," Guy Traficanti wrote in an email to Sioux Today at the time. "Greg Norrie has always been fully professional in his work here. I have received only excellent comments from the people he has worked with. I certainly hope these allegations will not impact his excellent work here in any way." But the conservatory eventually pulled the plug on all projects involving Norrie once Whibley doubled down on the sex abuse allegations via social media. Prior to that, Norrie posted a personal message on the conservatory website, informing the public that he was taking a 4-week leave of absence from his work. Since these allegations have come to light, Mr. Norrie has not been at the conservatory or involved in any conservatory activities, the conservatory said in a statement posted to its website. Greg Norrie was engaged as a self-employed sound engineer for recording projects and live events at the Algoma Conservatory of Music. He was not involved with teaching Algoma Conservatory students. "The conservatory is firmly committed to ensuring the safety and well-being of its students, faculty and staff." Sioux Today has reached out to the conservatory for an update on its review of Norrie.